This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever.
But reports indicate today that U.S. President Donald Trump told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before a phone call with the country's leader that is at the center of a debate between Congress and the White House over a whistleblower complaint. President Trump is said to have pushed for an investigation into leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served for years on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. Reports from Associated Press, Washington Post, and New York Times all cited multiple senior administration officials saying that President Trump froze the funding and that the order was communicated to the State Department and Pentagon with the explanation that he was looking into whether the money needed to be spent. Earlier Monday, the leaders of three House of Representatives committees demanded Secretary of State Mike Pompeo turn over all documents related to the call that President Trump made to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. On Monday, President Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who was apparently attempting to ease the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. VOA's senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
And that speech is scheduled to take place just a couple of hours from right now. He'll also be affirming America's leadership in the world. The families of more than 100 people are killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes. This is VOA News. The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the airline. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are expected to feel the effects of Tropical Depression Karen to the islands on Tuesday. The National Weather Service warned yesterday that Karen was expected to bring flash floods and mudslides to the islands. Puerto Rico is still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the city.
I would say that if on Thursday evening we could have a two-hour session to engage with 150 members of the public who spend the 2 hours with us exchanging views and communicating ideas in a candid, frank manner, that would be regarded as a successful dialogue.
Amnesty International on Tuesday urged the Hong Kong government to investigate police use of force. Joshua Rosenzweig is the Amnesty East Asia director.
From those experiences, we can see a common thread running through that the Hong Kong government is failing to facilitate, failing to allow allow peaceful assembly, to allow critical political speech, because of the concern that somehow this would be violating the one country, two systems principle.
The government has urged the public to come forth to help the investigation of Independent Police Complaints Council. An Associated Press photographer is recovering after being struck by bullet fragments when shots rang outside of Haiti's Senate. A Senate security guard was also wounded. Eyewitnesses say a senator shot the victims as the Senate was readying a vote to confirm Prime Minister-designate Fritz William Michael. The opposition is trying to block the formation of a new government as a way of pressuring the president to leave office. And for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA.